Okay, so West Texas, right? Garrett Wilson did his undergraduate work at Texas Tech, and then he went to Texas Tech to law school. And I really think he's one of the bright young litigation lawyers in town. I say that because I get to see him every day, except for those days where he's competing as a professional frisbee player, and which requires that you travel some.
It does, yeah.
Today, Garrett will be talking about what happens after the counter affidavit is filed. He's going to talk for about 30 minutes, and then we have a short break right after that.
All righty. Well, I just want to say thank you to everybody for being here today. It's an honor for myself to be here speaking to so many great attorneys, and it's awesome that you guys are here wanting to learn, and very honored to be introduced by such a great attorney, Price, who's helped mentor me and been a great figure in our law firm. And thank you, Price, for dropping the fact that I play a sport, Ultimate Frisbee. It's a lot of fun. So today I do want to walk through, well, let me just say first, my name is Garrett Wilson. I'm an attorney. I work for Lorenz & Lorenz. Spent a lot of time, in about a month or two, I'll be an attorney for 9 years. A lot of the time I spent as an attorney has been doing criminal law. But a couple years ago, transitioned over to personal injury law, and I think it's a great area of law, and learning a new area of law has been really awesome and really beneficial. And so today I want to talk about what happens after the counter affidavit. Yeah. I want to talk about what happens after the counter affidavit. I'm a plaintiff's attorney. I work for Lorenz & Lorenz, so my perspective is going to be mostly plaintiff-oriented, but I do want to point out when I think the defense does it well and when I think it also can help the plaintiff side as well. And we'll go ahead and move on. So the point of my talk today is to pull back the curtain and show you from my perspective what is a good counter affidavit, when is it used effectively, and I want to answer some questions. Why does the defense use counter affidavits? Who can make a counter affidavit? When is it effective to use a counter aff? Does it ever help the plaintiff's attorneys? And does it ever help both parties? And I want to give examples, too, of cases that I have run into where counteraffs have been used. Like I said, I work for Lorenz & Lorenz. We're a high-volume firm. I see affidavits, counteraffidavits, just about every day, and they come up in a lot of our cases. So just some personal injury 101. I know almost all of us in this room understand this, but just to go over some basics, to have a good personal injury case, you got to have liability. Somebody had to have caused the injury. You got to have a source of recovery. You got to have a pocket that's going to pay the settlement or the judgment. And then you have to have damages. Somebody has to have been hurt. And the damages category is where the affidavits and the counter affidavits come into play. So that's what we're going to focus on today. You know, generally we think about two areas of damages, tangible damages and intangible damages. And when we talk about tangible damages, something that there is in every personal injury case is medical bills. And that's where the counter affidavits are focused. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. So why do plaintiff's attorneys, well, I want to go over the basics of affidavits first, and then we'll move on to counter affidavits. Why do plaintiff's attorneys need affidavits? Well, under Texas law, a party seeking to recover its past medical expenses must prove that the amounts paid or incurred are reasonable. As a plaintiff's attorney, we have to put on evidence that the medical bills that we're seeking from the jury are reasonable. Otherwise, the judge may not let us submit that question to the jury. So under 18001, an affidavit is sufficient evidence to support a finding of fact by a judge or a jury that the amount charged was reasonable and that the service was necessary. So affidavits for us as plaintiff's attorneys, those allow us to put on evidence of the reasonableness of the medical bills. Without them, we would need to call our expert witnesses to testify in just about every case. And you can see here, it's the bread and butter of a plaintiff's injury, or sorry, plaintiff's attorney's injury cases is having these affidavits. In all the cases that I handle, we have affidavits. We use them to justify our medical bills and also to negotiate with the insurance companies. There are some cases where maybe we do not enter our affidavits before trial. Maybe that can be a strategical decision to make. However, every case that I handle, we've got affidavits to prove up what the medical bills were, what the medical charges were.